We're learning Shavati Chavadad, we're in Chelek Bet Siman Yud. There are no coincidences in the world, and so this Siman is particularly relevant for this very week. Now, his question is not relevant for the week, but the final point is relevant for the week, and we'll make it relevant. So he says, the question is as follows. We know that but in Eretz Yisrael, they start reciting Barech Aleinu on Zayin B'Cheshvan. We start saying Mashiv Orech Mur Dagesh on Shmini Atzeret, and only 15 days later, in Israel, they start saying Barech Aleinu. Barech Aleinu is called Sheilat Geshamim, asking Hashem to make it rain, while reciting Mashiv Aruch Moed HaGeshem is called Gevurot Geshamim. We've been talking about this in the morning as well. And so there's a delay. We say, everyone agrees, we say Gevurot Geshamim, we say Mashiv Aruch Moed HaGeshem starting Shmini Atzeret. We only start doing Sheilat Geshamim, saying Barech Aleinu, on Zayin B'Cheshvan 15 days later. What if someone didn't know? And they started saying Barech Aleinu before. They said, there's only one day Yom Tov in Israel. Mosei Shmini Atzeret. They said, must be Barech Aleinu. They didn't realize. And so they said Barech Aleinu before this man. So what's the din? So first of all, the Gemara says, why the delay? The Gemara says, because the Olei Regalim, people used to come to Yerushalayim for Shalosh Regalim, and then they would travel home, and it's not right that we should start asking for it to rain while they're traveling. Such a munah that our tefillah is going to be answered right now. It's inappropriate to ask Hashem for rain now if people are traveling. So they waited 2 weeks till people would get home, and then after that they would start asking for rain. Saying Mashiva Rech Moed HaGeshem does not ask Hashem for rain. It just mentions that it's the rainy season. We don't make a formal request until they could actually make it home. So the Rambam quotes this l'halakha. The Ran writes. Okay, the Ran is one of the Rishonim living in Sfarad. He says, I don't understand. But now there's no Olei Regalim. There's no Beit HaMikdash, there's no Olei Regalim. He says, yes, but the Gemara brought other reasons why you delay, because of Perot Basadeh, because the fruit is still out in the field, and if it'll rain, so it'll get ruined, and so we don't want the fruit to get ruined. You need people to give them time after the Chag to finish up in the field. But the Rambam doesn't quote that opinion. He says, Mishum Olei Regalim. Now the Rambam's living a little bit before the Ran, but in the same era, also no Olei Regalim. So Ravadi suggests, maybe he thought, no, there's people still went to Yerushalayim. Even after the Churban Beit HaMikdash, people would still go to Yerushalayim. In fact, the Tshuva Tashmeis writes that, yeah, people would go to Yerushalayim. It's a fascinating thing, read it. He says that nowadays they still go, and the Nisim that used to happen in the Beit HaMikdash still happen. What's this Raya? What's the Nis that happens? It's fascinating, just the numbers, it's just to read it. He says, you know, one of the Nisim says that everyone always had a place to stay in Yerushalayim. Everyone would stand very close, no room. When they had to bow down, there was plenty of room. He says that 300 people came, and they were in one mitmalet abet knesset. The bet knesset was full, and yet everybody had a place to stay. We don't think of those numbers, but that can take 300. We have 300 people on the Shabbat without thinking. It's just a wild thing, okay? But he says people still went. The Sefer Hasidim writes that Rav Haigaon used to go. He says why? Maybe according to the for Sukkot, Rav Haigaon used to go for Sukkot. Maybe even nowadays there's a mitzvah, Nisilat Lulav, and the Mikdash, all Shiva. Fine. Regardless, this still exists nowadays. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says no. The reason that the Rambam says is correct. You wait 15 days, and then you start because people have to get home. Now no one's going. So the din is batel. Meaning, the Ramban assumes that Musa'ei, and there's no Barech Aleinu on Yom Tov anyway. On Shmini Atzeret at Musaf, you start saying Mashiv Arachem Ored HaGeshem. On Musa'ei Shmini Atzeret, on Arvit, you start saying Barech Aleinu. Why? You don't have to wait. Start saying Barech Aleinu now. Now we don't follow the Ramban. We don't follow the Ramban. We still wait in Eretz Yisrael until Zayin B'Cheshvan. So Rav Avi Yosef writes, he says, no. So look, let's say someone on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, which is before Zayin B'Cheshvan, said Barech Aleinu by accident. So what's the story? So according to the Ramban, we don't follow him, but according to the Ramban, he did the right thing? He should have said Barech Aleinu. And according to everybody else, he shouldn't. Now if you say Barech Aleinu in the summer, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Why? Why? You have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Why can't you just go back and say Barchenu? You said Barach. Why do you have to repeat? So you said something extra. Because we assume it's a Siman Klala. You asked Hashem for rain in Eretz Yisrael in August. That's not good. It's a siman klala. If it rains in August in Eretz Yisrael, it's based on Pesukim also in Sefer Shmuel, you see this, that it's a siman klala. It's a terrible thing. It can't rain. It'll destroy the crops. He says, but wait a minute. The Ramban said you could already say Barech Aleinu. The only reason we're waiting to 15 days is to let people go home. Clearly it's already the rainy season. We're just hoping that people get home. So if you said it by accident, it's not a siman. It's not a siman klala. It's a siman kshamim. Now, on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, it's already the rainy season. We're just postponing saying the tefillah until Zayin Cheshvan, until they get home. But now it's the rainy season, so you don't have to go back. It's not a siman klala. So he says if a person makes such a mistake, he doesn't have to go back. And what's his proof? From a Shuvav, the Radvaz, who was asked a parallel question. Different, but parallel. What if someone in Boca tonight would say Barech Aleinu? Incidentally, we're going to start saying Barech Aleinu Thursday night. Thursday night. This December 5th, at night. I gave a whole shiur about this last week. You can send it to you if you're interested. We start saying Thursday night. So what if someone said Barech Aleinu tonight?
Wednesday night.
Thursday's the 5th.
Yeah.
So the 5th at night. Thursday night. No, Thursday night. It was a long shiur. I'm happy to do it again. I'll send you the link. You need a board. It's a little bit of math. But it's Thursday night. This year it's Thursday night. This year is the 5th at night. Really, Leil, December 6th. It's a mechuban that way. It works out. It does not go to the Tariq Ivri. But yes and no. Meaning it's the night before December 6th. That's what it's supposed to be. Love Shabbat. Fine. So the Chida, the Radvaz rather, was asked, what if he said Barech Aleinu tonight? He says, wait a minute. The Eretz Yisrael is right. They're saying Barech Aleinu. We're not saying it because the Gemara says in Chutz La'aretz, you don't need rain yet. You don't need rain. Eretz Yisrael, Imtar Shamayim, Pishtamayim, need so much rain, they have to start asking earlier. We in Chutz La'aretz, in the Gola, it's unclear because the whole world is the rest of, our climates are a little bit different. But in the rest of the world, we need rain later, and therefore we wait till 60 days after the Tkufa, according to Shmuel's calculation, which is how we get to December 4th and 5th. Not for now, but we need it later, so we say it later. But either Radvaz says, but at the end of the day, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Kishamim. Now it's the rainy season. Leave me alone. It's the rainy season. We don't start asking till later because we don't need it. But it's not a siman klala. So the Radvaz says in Chutz La'aretz, if you started asking for rain now, he said Barech Aleinu now, you don't have to go back. You didn't make a mistake. It's not a siman klala. You don't have to go back. You don't have to repeat it. And therefore, Rav Avadya says the same thing in Eretz Yisrael before Zayin B'Cheshvan. It's also considered the rainy season. You see, the Ramban says, say Barech Aleinu. And therefore, if he said it by accident, you don't have to go back. But you see also by us now, if a certain person would say Barech Aleinu, you don't have to go back. That is not exactly parallel, because in Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, nobody is saying Barech Aleinu, but today in Eretz Yisrael, they are saying Barech Aleinu. Nonetheless, if a person would say it, it's not a siman klala. The challenge that I always find, the challenge I find is in Florida, even in the summer, it's not a siman klala. I mean, hurricanes are siman klala. But our rainy season is in Florida. Our rainy season is in the summer. So even now, if he said Barech Aleinu in August, if you say Barech Aleinu in August, in Florida, so technically speaking, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. I would suggest doing it and making it tonight. I'm making it tonight if I have to repeat, and it's a Tfilat Chovah. And if I don't have to repeat, then it should be just an extra Tfilat Nedavah. Why? Because it's hard to argue that it's a Siman Klala, that it's a negative, horrible thing in Florida in the summer. It's raining every day. It's hard to say that, but at least this part's easier. If a person would say Barech Aleinu tonight, they do not have to repeat Shemona Esrei.